are going nowhere. Just look at yourselves, dancing at our time of day. Dancing is for young people, with no duties and no responsibilities and nothing but pleasure on their minds.
My name is Cheryl Mullins, and I play Maggie Mundy, the second eldest sister.
And I'm Heather Lindy, and I play Kate Mundy, the oldest sister, and I'm very proper, and I'm a school teacher.
And I'm the very opposite of her.
Basically, we're very similar to like a husband and wife, but we're sisters. I'm the breadwinner, she's the cook, I'm the tough, you know, we're a good cop, bad cop, I'm bad cop, she's good cop.
Dancing at Lunasa centers around five Irish sisters, the Mundys, who live together and sometimes clash.
Kate, I think we should... Do you want us to be the laughingstock of the entire countryside? Look at yourselves, women of our years, mature women, dancing.
Director Todd Siebens has put on plays in Haines for about 20 years. He says one reason he chose dancing at Lunasa is because he admires Meryl Streep's performance as Kate Mundy in the 1998 film adaption of the play.
You work hard at your job, you try to keep the home together, but suddenly you realize the cracks are appearing everywhere. It's all about your collapse, Maggie.
But he also wanted a challenge.
I like a challenging play, and this one has definitely been challenging.
Sieben says there are a lot of subtleties that make the play less than straightforward, and the Irish accents are difficult to perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try to keep it most days so that it's easier to have once I'm on stage, and practice makes perfect.
That's Michaela Chambers. You'll notice this play is mainly about women. Sieben says there's a reason for that.
In the past, when I've done plays in Haines, I've had a very difficult time usually finding men to be in the plays. So what it does is it narrows down the types of plays that I'll read and try and do. I generally go for plays that have more women.
Steve Daly is one of the three men in the play. His character is Father Jack, the Mundy's brother who just got back to Ireland after working as a missionary for years in Uganda. Jack has a hard time adjusting back to life with his family. Daly says it's a good role for him because he's new to acting.
I feel as though I'm struggling to find my lines anyway, right? And Jack's struggling to find his English words because he's been speaking Swahili for the last 25 years.
The actors say the main theme of this play is family. Gina Randles plays Christina Mundy.
All of us, the cast, have been connecting really well, so I feel like we've been doing a great job, you know, when making that familiar connection.
Mullins and Lendy, the two eldest sisters, say people in Haines might relate to some aspects of 1930s small-town Ireland.
Well, for instance, Kate, my part, she's very worried about what the neighbors will think, what people will say. Word gets out very quickly, and there's this idea that you have to, you know, hold up appearances. And, you know, that's something I think that we sort of think about here, and everybody knows what's
village,
everybody's
yes.
doing, and it's a village, and these women live there. And
one line where Jack says, "How will we let the neighbors know?" And I said, we don't worry about that. Word gets about very quickly.
Dancing at Lunasa will be the first play performed under a renovated light and sound system at the Chilcat Center Theater. The show opens Friday, February 27th at 7 p.m. There will also be performances Saturday the 28th and Sunday, March 1st.
Rosie, the pair of us should be on stage.
Oh, the pair of us should be on stage, Agnes.
In Haines, I'm Emily Files.